Good morning, how are you?
I'm good. Looking forward to hearing about this fantastic new shop that you guys are setting up from today in just a moment. First of all, I want to know what it's like going to work with all those amazing animals and wildlife every day.
Oh, it really is a phenomenal thing to be able to work with so many species and also to be able to give back to nature. A lot of animals come in due to us intervening or due to littering and so forth. So being able to rehabilitate and rescue wildlife and return them is really, really fulfilling.
Who are your special VIP guests at the moment?
Well, every patient's a VIP patient. However, we have had a puffin in that has come in not long ago that we only released 2 days ago. So this puffin came in that was contaminated with oil, and we had to remove all the contaminants. And he came from Northumberland, so he went all the way back up there and was released. So that was quite exciting.
That must be an amazing day when you take them to a river or the sea or what have you, and let them out of their little cage and off they waddle.
It most definitely is. It's a full cycle of them coming in injured, malnourished, and you working really, really hard to try and take them back where they belong. So when we reach the point where we release them, we feel so, so excited. And
what's the longest stay anyone's ever had?
So the seals tend to be the animals that stay with us longer. So they're roughly here 4 to 5 months. And these are the seal pups specifically, because they come in really young, and it takes that period of time for us to reach the weight that they need to for them to be able to be released. So yeah, the seals would be your longer patients.
They do manage to get themselves in some right old scrapes, don't they? I remember the seal who got trapped in the frisbee or whatever it was, the cone.
Yes, that's a growing problem, which shows the impact that we have on wildlife. So obviously when we go to the beach, we use frisbees to play with our dogs, but the seals are very inquisitive. So if something is floating at the surface, they will just swim up and accidentally get their heads caught. Mrs. Vicker, that was with us last year, she had the frisbee for 2 years around her neck. So thankfully organizations like Friends of Horsey Seals, Marine Wildlife Rescue, British Divers, and our inspector are all vital to be able to help us with entangled seals. But we also need to be responsible to avoid using closed rings when we go and play with our dogs on the beach.
Obviously, it's quite an expensive thing to look after these hedgehogs and hapless seals. You need to raise money, and brilliant, brilliant thing happening today, which hopefully will go a long way to make sure the coppers keep coming in. What's happening at the centre?
Yeah, so we're very excited because we're opening our wildlife shop and our gift shop today and the visitor centre. So in the history of the centre, there hasn't been a wildlife shop that, or a visitor centre that was quite interactive. So we're launching today. We're opening from 11 o'clock until 3. We'll be open every Friday and Saturday, but for this weekend only, we'll also be open from for Sunday as well. And we've got local wildlife artists around Norfolk who are having their work displayed in the shop, where they're donating a proceeds towards the care of all the wildlife that we have here with every single sale. And we've got all your wildlife goodies. We've got bird nests, we've got hedgehog houses, hedgehog food, everything. So there's gifts for absolutely everyone and anyone. And you can also enjoy a stunning 18-meter mural wall that has British wildlife painted on. There's ecological information about animals, and there's also educational boards about all the work we do here at the centre.
And I've seen some of the stuff you're selling. It's a real treasure trove, isn't it?
It really is. It's something unique. They're not gifts you find in any gift shop. So that's where we're, as I said, endorsing local artists, handmade work, which is unique and special. And everything has a flavor of wildlife. So if you love animals, if you love wildlife, this is a great way to come buy a gift for a loved one while also directly supporting local artists and the Wildlife Center.
Yeah, like he says, the best thing about it is all that money is going to go towards the care of the thousands of animals that you guys treat at the center every year. It's such a great job you do. You've got such a cool job, haven't you?
Well, thank you. It's the team. I have to give kudos to all of our wildlife assistants, supervisors, the vets, our maintenance staff, our reception staff. We're a unified team, all coming together, but also with all these welfare and wildlife organizations we work with. But most importantly, the public, they've really embraced us. And without their support, we won't be able to keep doing all the work that we're doing here. We're one of the largest seal rehab centers in the country. And just to put things in perspective, it costs us £3,500 a month simply to feed the seals. And an extra £4,000 to run the water system for the seals. So it's a lot of money monthly. That's just seals alone, let alone all the other British wildlife that we rehabilitate.
The RSPCA Wildlife Gift Shop Centre opens up today at the East Winch Wildlife Centre. You can find them on Gayton Road in East Winch. And I promise if you do pop along, you will find something amazing. I hope it goes amazingly well. And I hope all of your visitors and guests return to their homes as soon as possible.
Thank you very much.